episode 2365. Keep in touch.
Moms, needing a little inspiration and a ray of hope? You've come to the right place. This is the show that you can turn to for just the pick-me-up you need. This is Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. Here's your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo.
Staring at a stop sign, watching people drive by.
Happy, happy day. It is Inspiration Motivation Day, and I want to slow you down for just a moment. Take a deep breath, because it's time to keep in touch. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com, where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple strategy, everyday solutions to live, love, and impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. What are you doing in your everyday to keep in touch with those you care about? Think about it for just a moment. Because Hallmark says, when you care enough to send the very best. Well, are you sending your very best? It's easy to get in the rut of doing your own thing and not being diligent at seeing what you and others need. We just go with the flow. And really, where does that get us? Not very far. We forget to call those that we really want to talk to. And we think, oh yeah, I'll get to it. And it's 3 days later. Oh, no, no, no. It's 3 months later. That doesn't serve the ones you love and care most about. Sometimes we need to be reminded to slow down and see the ones in our path. Keep in touch. You know how much I love walking, and my schedule has been off a little bit lately, all for great reasons. Family was in town, and literally the house was full and bustling, and we were, you know, just literally booming at the seams. Well, long story short of it, I hadn't been walking. I hadn't walked my neighborhood much, and I hadn't walked our little town. And I thought, gosh, I really need to get back out there. And it wasn't that long, but it was like for 2 weeks. And I wasn't trying to hide, but it was interesting. I would get phone calls and text, are you okay? I haven't seen you in a while. And then I went on my walk yesterday, and I ran into this fabulous neighbor who I love dearly. And it was one of those things where I was just like, I got to talk to her. And we sat down. Now understand, I went walking. But within two corners that I turned, I was sitting down having this conversation with this sweet lady that I love dearly for almost 3 hours. You heard me right. Keep in touch. See, sometimes we forget how much we need to take care of ourselves so we can care for others. And when we keep in touch, we need to understand that keeping in touch is not just about our extended family. Meaning, you got to keep in touch first with yourself. I lost a little bit of me not going out and walking because that's who I am. Now, that's not my identity, but it's what I enjoy. It's my time that I have sectioned off in my day to spend, number one, time with God. Number two, with my neighborhood. Because I live on a very, very busy street. And so my neighbors, I really don't see them unless if I go out and see them. And believe it or not, they're looking for me. And I want to be looking for them. And so when I took that little part away from my everyday, I was giving up what really mattered. Keep in touch. What are you doing in your everyday to keep in touch with who you are? How are you showing up today, not only for yourself, but for your family, for your colleagues, for your community? Don't let the sun go down without living out what matters most. Share the care. You got to care for the reflection first that you see in the mirror. And that's you. You got to keep in touch with you, what matters to you. And for me, walking matters a lot. It helps me to clear my head. It gets me in the groove, honestly, to really have some serious conversations with God. Not that I can't have them on my knees in the house, but for some reason, the way I work, being out in His creation just allows my heart to come alive for Him. And it allows me to flesh out some things and ask some hard questions. Then it also allows me to do some work. Sometimes I'm walking and actually coaching. It actually allows me to get to know my neighbors more, to see them, to show them I care, to help them with something. But you see, if I'm not there, and if I'm not first in tune with who I see in the reflection, none of that's going to happen. So I want to encourage you to keep in touch with you. Don't lose yourself to other people's agenda. Refresh who you want to become every day. Then you have to think beyond yourself. Share the care. You've got to share yourself, and that might mean changing your schedule to assist with someone else. Remember my walk? I had it all planned out. I was like, oh, I'm just going to go for maybe 2-3 miles because I had a lot to do yesterday. Oh, no, no. That was not the plan. God said, nope, you need to sit here and you need to be with her. You need to be present with her. And I enjoyed every minute of it. And guess what? The work still got done. I'm still able to chat with you. I still had my conversation with God. And guess what? I was honoring myself and honoring my good, sweet, dear friend. So what is it for you to keep in touch? What do you need to do? How do you need to stimulate you so that you can also then stimulate others? I think we take a lot for granted, quite frankly. And I don't want you to take anything for granted. I haven't said much in regards to the Florida incident and the condos collapsing. But when I see it, and then I hear people talk about it, literally it feels like my heart is being ripped out. Because I take myself to a moment, sitting there enjoying whatever it would be. Maybe I was sleeping, but me, I'm up late at night. So I might have actually been awake if that's where I called home. And in literally a blink, life changes. And then all the stories that are coming out. And I think we need to learn more every day and we need to keep in touch. And I think we get lost in our social media. We think we're in touch, but we really aren't. We're out of touch. We're not in sync anymore. And you don't have to be this outgoing, crazy person. You don't have to go and talk to everybody like maybe I do. It's okay. But you need to do you and keep in touch. Whatever that means, however you define that. Don't run from who you are. And sometimes I really think we get lost in our own doings of stuff and forgetting the whole thing of why we were created, relationships. So I want you to set your goals aside today. I want you to set your dreams aside. And I want you to look yourself in the mirror. How can you keep in touch with you? Just one thing, think about it. And then as you're going through your day, running errands, picking up the kids, you know, maybe you're actually walking like I do, or you're running. Maybe you just smile at somebody and wave and actually yell out, hey, I haven't seen you in a while, but it's great to see you. Maybe stop, catch your breath, and have a conversation. Relationships change the world. So go keep in touch. Be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a beautiful, blessed day. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life, and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.